Blog Talk Radio.
Here's the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama. Smooth drama.
Thank you, Harold. Welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger, a.k.a. After N-Word. And I'm joined by my illustrious co-host, Miss 100%. And we want you to come holler at us. And to holler at us, you can give us a call, 646-929-2037. The call-in number, once again, is 646-929-2037. We also encourage you to go to our Smooth Drama site so you can learn a little bit more about us, if you dare. www.smoothdrama.com. That's where we're at. You can find out little tidbits about us. Check out our videos, what we got happening. Some of Miss 100 favorite opinions that she would like to share with y'all. Meanwhile, we also social network Facebook, my yearbook tag, I'm Dick Hugger. Twitter, I'm Smooth Drama. But of course, I know y'all ain't really trying to follow me. You're really trying to follow my co-host. So, co-host, what's the trail number?
Oh, what? Really? If you want to get in touch with me, Miss 100%, you can email me directly, Miss 100% spelled out at yahoo.com. That is M-S, not M-I-S-S. Don't miss me. And you can get at me on Facebook, Miss 100% spelled out. Or follow me on Twitter at 100%.
But please make no mistake, we go hard in the paint. You know, and I'm coming down the court. I'm not settling for the three. I'm penetrating and going to the hole, and I'm throwing the alley oop. And 100, she dunking, but it's backwards. So you getting what you call it? 100.
Deep.
So if you ain't ready for stink face, you gotta back up.
Back on up.
Stink. I can't even talk now. So speaking of stink face, I guess the question would be, are you ready to die for ass? No.
You asking me?
Yeah, you ready?
I mean, I ain't gonna die for it. I got enough to kill somebody.
Well, I think they needed you because the woman Black Matter. Well, I won't say woman. The transgender gothic hip hop artist Black Matter.
What the hell?
Yeah, best known for. And the word is used lightly, allegedly administering illegal butt injections that last year killed a 20-year-old British woman, was arrested again in connection with another deadly injection. You know, I guess Black Madam, whose real name is Padge Victoria Winslow, was arrested because she was hosting a pumping party. Now, you know 100, when I heard pumping party.
Wait.
Yeah.
A pumping party?
Pumping party. I was like, damn, I'm missing out. Then I found out that the pumping party is where they inject everybody in the butt with the stuff that kills you.
Is it the fix-a-flat stuff?
No, this is not fix a flat. It was, they didn't even really know what the concoction was.
Wow. They let somebody inject it in them and didn't know what it was. What the hell?
Well, what people do for ass. That's why I asked that question. Are you willing to die for ass?
Because he should just went and got her a couple of them booty pop things. Some booty pop panties.
You hear me? I'm like, because if you, and see, here's a tip, ladies. If you don't have ass, get the booty pop pads and work on your head game.
Mm-hmm.
See, because if you got killer head game, when you break out the booty pads, dude will forgive you because your head game will make him think, well, she can't be that bad.
I mean, even if you ain't got the ass back there, at least know how to throw it back real good. I mean,
I'm just saying, you know, to compensate.
Yes, you gotta balance it out, though.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, it's the thing. People want to have, I guess, asses in right now.
Right.
Everybody wants to have a big ass all of a sudden.
Oh, yeah.
And willing to die for it. I don't know if I'm quite there on the whole, I'm going to die to be enhanced, but
right.
Maybe that's just me. I may be a little bit smarter than your average. I don't get it. But anyway. And not just being stuck on that. Yeah, I'm reading that in New Britain, Connecticut, since we'll go from the real Britain to New Britain, Connecticut. They have a beginning today. If you found still in the shopping or laundry cart, you will be charged with larceny. You know, in this is a city ordinance which is mandated that police officers take enforcement action against any person who have possession of shopping or laundry carts illegally.
Really?
So basically, they're gonna be putting homeless folks in jail. Left and right.
What they just do like they do in Ohio, put them log ass bars on there, so and then it start flashing and beeping once you go so far. Put the locks on there where you can only take it so far out of the perimeter of the shopping center.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, but somebody still has to watch that. And as we know, if you're security, you can't stop anybody from taking anything or you'll get fired.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So, if you think about it, I mean, who enforces this? I mean, basically, the only people who are rolling out there with the shopping cart, whatnot, are the homeless cats. So,
people that don't have cars do it.
Well, yes. you will say they're about 1%. But the rest of them, we know, homeless folks just walk around day and night with the shopping cart. And this is not even about them taking the shopping cart. They're just mad because shopping carts are being abandoned and they hate the way it looks.
Okay. So they're making them look bad. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Ain't that some shit?
I don't even know what to say about that.
There ain't too much to say about that. You know, you're mad because it makes your city not look good. Well, if y'all hadn't been so cheap, well, I won't even say cheap. I would say stingy with the trickle-down money, you'd be able to afford to hire people to retrieve the carts in the first damn place.
That's true.
But there's too much common sense in that.
Yeah.
Now, common sense is on call here when I'm reading about an embalmer who's accused of stealing and selling gold from bodies in the Denver area. And my question to you, 100, is this. This guy, Adrian Klein, who's worked for several mortuaries, he's taking the gold teeth out of dead people's mouths and selling it. Is that stealing when they're dead?
If it's intended to be left with the body, it is.
You know what? I'm just thinking that you're really not going to need your gold teeth.
Don't matter. People don't care. It doesn't matter to the family.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter to the dead person either, I suspect. But to the family, you know, people want certain things to be buried with people. And I mean, that's not an uncommon story, though. I don't think he's the only funeral director or whatever that's doing it, to be honest with you.
I know that. That's why I asked that.
He just got caught.
Right. That's why I asked that question. I mean, is it really that important? Or should it be something where everybody, if you know grandpa got a gold tooth and gold fillings, that they should be taken out and given to the family?
I don't even think that. I think they should just be left alone. Just leave it alone. Don't.
Yeah, but we know in reality that's not going to happen. They digging him up. Whatever they got, if you trying to bury him, I mean, you ain't learned from the Egyptians. Remember, the Egyptians tried to take their pets.
Everything. They thought they were taking anything with them.
It's like Pharaoh got sick. You start plotting, like, I got to get the hell out of here. He's trying to take me with him.
I just feel that, you know, what you're taught as a child, if it don't belong to you, you shouldn't be taking it.
Really? Is that simple?
It's that simple. It don't belong to you.
You just being simple with it.
Come on. It's not like you're not making enough money as a funeral director. There's no shortage of people of business for funeral homes these days.
I guess. I mean, I'm against the whole I'm paying even though I'm dead. I'm going to break my family in my death. I'm not feeling that, no way.
All right.
But, hey, whatever. I'm thinking maybe, if anything, whatever they take, that should go as a deductible.
Like Grandpa got three gold teeth, that should cover it.
that at least take something off the bill. You gonna charge me 5G, and still you gonna take the gold teeth and sell that too?
Right. Yeah.
Anyway. Now.
Quite trifling.
Yeah, that's trifling. Now, trifling is, you know, we talked about the guy in Walmart walking in butt naked, stealing socks. I guess 2012, because everybody think the world is in it anyway, is just being naked and going out and doing your thing is what is lit right now. There's this man, Jose Ayala, who he shows up at a welding shop and he's asking them, hey, can I get a job? Only homie is butt naked. You know, obviously, the shop owner is like, yo, I'm sorry. It's not going to work. he calls the cops. The cops show up, and homie starts fighting. I mean, mind you, there's a video for this. It's all on video, y'all.
It is a funny ass video.
Jose Ayala is butt naked fighting with the cops. And where the cops is tripping, and this is what I don't understand. Yo, you got tasers, dog. If ever there was a time for tasers, is when homie is standing there naked and he won't. I mean, because you trying to wrestle with a naked dude.
No, they try to wrestle and avoid touching his junk
right
at the same time. And he was whooping their ass.
Right. I mean, well, you know, he's winning because, you know, his penis is flopping around and the dude don't want to grab him by his waist because then, you know, he going to get smacked in the mouth.
The girl is all on top of him. He butt naked and she looked like she riding his dick. She is hilarious. Anyway. They should have just tased the shit out of him.
Yeah, I would have tased his ass. I'm not wrestling a naked dude. You getting tasered. You better believe that if you show up naked and I'm on the scene,
his legs all around him. I mean, got his dick all on his knees and shit. I mean,
I encourage all of you to please watch the naked man fighting the cops in Sacramento, the video. It is the funniest thing, trying to wrestle him and not get hit in the face by his penis at the same time. It is priceless. You know, I mean, for me, with all the police brutality videos, them being brutalized by this naked dude suffering, trying not to get hit in the mouth with his penis, it's priceless.
Yeah.
Priceless. No, I mean, it's all, I know he's crazy as hell, but Jose Ayala, for one day, I just want you to know, you my hero.
With your naked ass. Your nasty naked ass. Don't fell somewhere.
Swing it, Jose. Swing it.
Put some draws on.
And on that note, as I give a shout out to Jose, who for this hour is the greatest man alive, we're going to go on break, and we're going to go way back in the day. This is Three Times Dope. Greatest man alive. Y'all ain't ready.
Mentally shaped. together you gotta be. Drummer,
welcome back to Smooth Drama with Big Hugger and me, Miss 100%. That was three times dope. Greatest man alive.
Yes, he was the Ag Nicholas one. He had the fly haircut to the side. On. It was like, if I would have had enough hair to get it to the side, I couldn't make it happen.
Didn't quite do it, huh?
I just had my hair, it didn't grow right. You know, so I had to just settle for regular waves, that whole to the side, and it just stood there perfectly. I couldn't get it. I had to like walk with my head sideways to get it in.
Really, sir?
Yeah, it didn't work out right, because you know you get that crook in your neck.
Yeah, I was about to say, so you had a crook in your neck. For a really long time, huh?
A really long time. Anyway, it made me a hater for a minute. And speaking of haters, right now we going into one of our favorite segments, Hater of the Week.
Mm-hmm.
Who we got for a hater?
All right. My hater is American Kitchen and Wine Bar in downtown Phoenix. It's crazy. This is a crazy story. Well, I feel it's crazy. Kenyatta White and Amy Diaz were celebrating their anniversary at the American Kitchen and Wine Bar, and they were suddenly asked to leave. They were told that they were displaying inappropriate behavior and that they were making the other customers uncomfortable. She said, "My partner and I were reminiscing. I had my arm around her neck. She had her arm around my waist. I gave her a hug, pulled away, gave her a quick kiss, and then we continued talking, and then they were asked to leave. Now, the restaurant decided to make the bitch asses move after they kicked them out. Now they're sorry, and they want to welcome them back with open arms and free drinks. So they are my haters of 2012.
Oh, just because they're two females, or they thought they was watching Cinemax?
I don't know what the hell they thought they was watching, but I always thought if something's making you uncomfortable, don't damn look at it.
Right. But, you know, I couldn't help but look. It just, anyway, my hater, the L.A. Clippers. You know, even in the year when the Clippers is doing good, and they can give anybody a run for their money. They may even make the NBA finals. They still can't do right. Case in point, the Clippers have an unofficial, I won't say a mascot because he's an actual guy, Clipper Daryl. And so the Clippers asked him to stop using his name, Clipper Daryl, because him being a 11-year ticket holder and being a hardcore fan and loving their ass, even when they've been terrible for most of my existence, doesn't really count. I mean, because they're saying that he is profiting off the Clipper name. And so they asked him to not use the name Clipper Daryl anymore.
Really?
Yeah, because everybody knows about and loves the Clippers.
Wow. Mark, I would say you unappreciative some of them.
Yeah, you get that. They're saying, oh, he's making money off of the Clipper name. Look, you should be glad that the Clippers are recognized by anybody aside from the slumlord owner, Donald Sterling.
Wow.
And nobody talked about his ass. You know, that's David Stern's nightmare right there. Clippers make the finals, and all the stories about Donald Sterling come out.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm thinking that he ain't feeling that. That's a big shout out to the Clipper organization for jumping on their fans.
Wow, they should be paying him.
Yeah, well, they're mad because he gets invited to events and things of that nature.
Oh,
it's too much. He can't be profiting. We should be profiting.
Win some fucking games with your sorry ass. Oh,
exactly. And speaking of sorry asses, haters, matter of fact, there's a San Diego sportscaster, Rosh Shimabuku. And if I said it wrong, I don't give a damn. It don't matter. He came out. And he made some remarks about Danica Patrick right before she had her debut in the Daytona 500. And, you know, Danica Patrick was in the middle of a clip, and she was talking about how, you know, people keep describing her throughout her career as sexy. You know, she's like, in the clip, she's like, yo, can y'all call me something besides sexy?
Right. I feel her pain. I do. Because, I mean, I be wanting people to look at me as something other than sexy sometimes, but I don't know. So I can identify with that.
Well, the thing is, he's on TV, and he's like, yeah, we can describe you as a bee and not beautiful.
Oh, did he punch you?
No, well, he did this on the show. You know, he ain't got the nuts to actually say that in her face, because she probably would have punched him.
Right.
You know these little sportscasters ain't never played sports in their life.
Right.
You know, and if they did, they was the dude got picked last.
Or got the job because their brother-in-law friend knowed him, so they got a job or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, they go to school for broadcasting, and they study. Like I said, they're the dudes who show up at the gym, and we like, yeah, we beating the shit out y'all tonight. See, these guys, and, you know, he gonna say that. And I'm like, you know, don't be mad at her because she wants to be known as more than beautiful. I mean, yeah, she can say, yeah, it's true, but damn. Are there any other words that you can use for me?
Okay. In all fairness, she capitalized on it. The first few years that she, when she came out, it was fine with her because that was getting her name out there. You know, she did commercials and, you know what I'm saying? She did. She capitalized on it. But I can understand with her now, she wants to position herself as, you know, a professional. And she don't want people to keep, you know, objectifying her that way. But I say, if that's the way you feel, don't start it to begin with. Be serious about it up front. Don't allow it and then say, I don't want you looking at me like that.
Well, here's my point. It's like, okay, you have an actor. Like, you'll say, a lot of people will say, well, Denzel Washington is handsome.
No, he's not, but okay, go ahead.
Okay, well, he's a sex symbol, but he doesn't go about it like, I want to be objective. He can't help it that people find him attractive.
Mm.
Okay, so if people find him attractive, but that's all that they focus on and they don't talk about his acting,
mm-hmm.
you don't think that he has the right to say, hey, look, yeah, I may have capitalized on the opportunities because people found me attractive, but at the same time, I'm a great actor.
Mm-hmm. But that's why I said, don't start it from the beginning. You show your strength in the beginning, because when we know people, that's just how people are. When they get on something, they stay stuck on it. They can't let it go. And if you want to be taken seriously from the very beginning, position yourself as a professional and don't play that game. Don't play that game with people.
Well, in these circumstances, you can't necessarily not play the game. You can't control people's perceptions of you.
No, I'm saying she capitalized on it. She made commercials about how sexy she was. She capitalized on her beauty. So, therefore, if you don't have a problem with it, don't come around now saying that you have a problem with it when somebody says something about your beauty. That's what they stuck on. Let's keep it real. They are not watching her race because she's a good racer. They're watching her because she's a female and because she looks sexy at what she's doing. That's what it's sex sales.
All right. Well,
so, come on. Let's keep it real.
All right. Well, I'll keep it real by saying that when she's in the car, you can't see her.
But still, it's the symbol. It's what she represents. And men think she's hot because she's a female race car driver.
Oh, okay.
Just like a woman with a Uzi. Men think a woman with a Uzi in a bikini is sexy. They just think that.
I'm just the woman in the bikini. But, you know, who we are. Hey, since we all Uzis, we can talk about these vets that feel abandoned after secret drug experiments in the military. Not that this is a shock, as we know, in the Vietnam War, they were experimenting with LSD, mind control drugs, and you know these guys are like, hey, they told us that we were going to do these assignments, and we were going to test equipment, not drugs and chemicals.
Mm-hmm.
Nerve gases, and they said that they were given all this stuff, and now they can't get the help that they need now that you know the drugs and chemicals have messed up their system.
Okay.
And I mean, you know how I feel about the VA is it doesn't stand for veterinary hospital. It stands for veterans assassination.
Mm-hmm.
As far as I'm concerned.
Wow.
You go in the VA, it is nothing nice.
Yeah, I mean, I have my own feelings about the military and the way that they treat soldiers, but I mean, they don't care anything about them.
Nope.
It's just, that just goes to show they could care less about you.
Oh, they care on the billboard. We support the troops.
Yeah.
Till they come home and they crazy from bombs being all around them every day, all day.
Right.
Then we support them by walking around them when they're homeless on the street.
Right. We won't even give them proper medical care. Well, I mean, they can't get jobs. It's just... It's crazy.
Yep.
And if you think that they will do that to them and they're dying and fighting for this country, then what the hell they go do to you?
Pull a gun on you?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Pull a gun on you like the Georgia judge, David Barrett, who wanted to prove a point to a woman... In his court under investigation, Judge David Barrett was presiding over a sexual assault case in which a woman was bringing charges of rape and aggravated assault against a Scott Sugar man who just so happens to be a former Hall County Sheriff's deputy.
Wow.
And when she starts taking the stand to testify, Barrett told her that you killing your case. And because she wasn't cooperating, meaning that the sheriff and his homies had got to her and had been threatening her, wink, wink, he pulled out his gun and pretended to hand it to her and say, well, if you gonna act like this, you might as well shoot your lawyer.
Wow. Talk about drama.
Of all things, I had never heard of no shit like this before. A
judges are off the chain. They jack it off.
Right.
They all kinds of stuff. What the hell? What is wrong?
Yeah, right. I mean, I'm starting to think like, okay, so these judges, they're the ones that are the loose cannons. You
right.
talking about a cat that, you know, you got the penis pump under your robe, you know, jerking off on your robe. This dude got his gat in the courtroom.
In the courtroom.
Like, yo, hey, you acting crazy. You might as well shoot your lawyer if you going to testify like this. And, you know, she's like, well, damn. Judge pulled a gun out on me. I got the sheriff's office threatening me and my kids. Allegedly. I'm just saying, that's what I'm thinking why she wasn't cooperating.
Right.
You know, that's what it sounds like to me.
They probably just scared the hell out of her.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Wow.
You know that.
Judges are supposed to be the one that the example, basically, that, you know, they lead by example because they're judges. They're supposed to live exemplary lives. And here he is pulling a gun. I'm sorry, it's funny to me. Shoot your lawyer. Go ahead, because you're fucking up your own case.
Right.
Shoot your lawyer. Wow.
Yeah, you can't even say nothing on that.
It's 2012, y'all.
Yeah, we at the end, obviously.
Woo!
Everybody's right. They're like, yo, this is the end. And I'm looking at it like, you got dudes walking in Walmart butt naked, stealing socks. You got dudes showing up at the job butt naked, asking for a job.
No, you got people walking into Denny's talking about baby damn new ball and sitting down making themselves a hamburger. I mean, you people are just doing all kinds of stuff.
Right. So. Woo! Judges pulling out guns in the courtroom. They jerking off with the penis pump in the courtroom.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess we gonna break here. Our song is quite appropriate.
Oh yeah, and they have a pumping party.
Yeah, this is exactly a pumping party that ain't pumping.
It ain't what it used to be, y'all.
You know, I'm thinking pumping party, like, yeah, where's my invite?
No, it ain't.
It's like, did you get the invite? No. And then all of a sudden you find out, oh, no, they sticking needles in you that can kill you.
Yeah.
Anyway, on that note, this is Digital Underground. Freaks of the industry, because there's some freaky shit going on out here. We don't know nothing about. We going on break here, y'all. Enjoy.
Video queen. Know what I mean? All right, here's the thing. You're lying on your back with your head on the edge of the bed. The booty 2 feet from your head. Should your head take the time to find a condom? B. You walk right over and you pound him. C. Tell her that you want her love. Well, the answer is D. All of the above, so you're freaking. The furniture squeaking. She's tweaking, saying that she's squeaking the knees. Cheek to cheek and pound for pound. You're taxing it and waxing it and working it around till her booty starts making that clapping sound. Which is cool, but your friends are chilling in the other room. The clapping's getting louder. You don't want them to clown you in this situation. What do you do? A. You bring it simply back up off her. B. You hit it just a little bit softer. C. You take it out and put it in her butt. Well, D is what I do. So yo, listen up. I put a towel on the floor by the 2-inch gap under the door. Now they can't see me anymore. Check the lock so they can't clock, but they can listen. There'll be no barging in and there'll be no dissing. Get back to my mission. Break out the whipped cream and the cherries. Then I go through all the fly positions. My head under her leg, under my arm, under her toe. She says, I like it when you scream, baby, let yourself go. I hit it and split it, lick it and quit it. After the ride, my girl is on and walk outside. And before anybody gets a chance to speak, I say, yo, don't say nothing. I guess I'm just a freak.
With the freaks up in the industry.
Yo, you worse, money, B. The freaks up in the industry. And when you see us backstage, be prepared to see. You know what, man? He's a freak. I seen you with that girl at the hotel after that show last week.
What about that time I'll be in the car?
Don't tell nobody. It's like this. Night is the cure for this. We don't want it. We run from it. And if there's a remedy, we don't need it. We just eat it.
Drama with Big Hugger and Miss 100%. That was Digital Underground, Freaks of the Industry. I need a cold drink after that. That brought back the memories.
It's like,
can we skip a topic and replay that? No, I'm just playing.
Yeah, it's like,
you know.
Yeah, I'm feeling like DJ Squirrel now. Like DJ Squirrel. Sitting in the tree. Hit you, T-T-I. Anyway, right now, we go over that part of the show that we really love, where we get to talk about the dumbasses of the week. Oh, yeah. Them people.
Wow.
Yeah, I love that.
husband's too. My dumb ass. I am going to call my dumb ass VM. Because they don't say her name. VM.
VM.
VM, she's an illegal immigrant from India, state of Kerala. VM allowed some uber-rich New York family to hold her captive or enslave her for almost 6 years. They said that they paid her 85 cents an hour. She worked 17 hours a day, 7 days a week. And over 67 months, she was kept inside of the George's residence. The husband has since died, but the alleged, I don't know what to call her, but Annie George, 39 years old, she's been held on charges for enslaving VM. And I think that VM is the dumbass because you could watch your ass at the door at any moment.
Well,
she's the one insane.
Well, you know what? I mean, because we could have said that same thing about some of the slaves here in America. They could have just walked out the door, or they all could have just ganged up on the five people that was holding them hostage on the plantation.
Yeah. Well, so, they felt it was they were enslaving her because they made her work so long, you know, and paid her less than minimum wage. She was like made less than $30,000 for a whole 6 year period, but never said not one time that they kept her from leaving. She stayed because she felt like she needed to make more money.
Well, that's all. No, you got to remember where she came from. That's the norm, unfortunately. Now, for me, I say we just need an Indian Nat Turner. Handle that. But that's just me. my dumb ass are the people that she probably should have hung out with. They probably would have helped her out. These guys, the night of karaoke, and you know how I feel about the karaoke. There's 1 out of 20 people can sing. The rest of you 19ers, y'all ain't no good. But, hey, whatever. These guys got into a fight over a song choice. And so it escalates, and one man shoots the other in the head.
What?
Yes.
Over a karaoke song?
Over a karaoke song.
Jeez, Mo Daddy.
Hold on. You gonna sing YMCA? Hold on. That's my shit right there. I'm singing YMCA. Nah, dog. I'm singing YMCA. I've been the Navy cat all my life. I don't mean to make light. I'm just saying. It just you see how stupid that is?
Wow.
Somebody died over karaoke.
Over karaoke.
And neither one of you bastards can sing. Anyway. he escaped. The gunman and his friends, they fled in the red pickup truck. So I guess if you find their ass, if ever there was somebody to snitch on. Anybody who killed somebody over karaoke, you need to go to jail and get raped repeatedly.
Yeah, pretty much. That is
6 days a week.
Whew.
You get to rest. You pick Saturday or Sunday. It don't matter.
I was going to say, would you get to rest or what? You get to freshen up one day? Yeah.
Freshen it up. You know, you take your shower. Don't drop the soap on the seventh day. And,
wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah, I know it's horrible, but I mean the fact that somebody's dead over karaoke is ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and speaking of jail here, there's a book, a Pulitzer Prize winning book, Slavery by Another Name, The Reenslavement of Black Americans from the Civil War to World War II by Douglas Blackman. And it tells the story of African Americans in the post-Reconstruction South who were imprisoned and forced into involuntary servitude after being convicted of what they would call trifling times, trifling crimes, I mean. And there's a prisoner in Alabama who was suing for his right to read the book because, I guess, Kilby Correctional Facility in Mount Meigs, Alabama, is denying prisoner Mark Melvin access to the book because it may cause violence in the jail among inmates.
Imagine that.
Yeah. Imagine that.
Imagine that. Yeah, I'd be pretty pissed too. You know what? I don't blame him. I wouldn't let him read it either. Sorry. Sorry. I wouldn't let him read it either. I'd be scared as hell.
Yeah, you know, and the sad thing is, you know, when you go to jail, you kind of give up your rights. I get he wants the his freedom of speech, equal protection, and due process and all that. But at the same time, I'm like, well, dog, you a criminal.
Yeah.
You know, and unfortunately, he wasn't in there because he smoked some weed. He's in there on a sentence of life without parole for a murder he committed back when he was 14.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah, and so, you know, I feel him for a minute, and then the reality that when you take people's lives and you violate the law to that extreme, you know, the whole you got rights. Yeah, you lucky you're living.
Yeah.
Period.
But remember. Remember what we said. When they start doing it to one group of people and we don't care about it because that's them and they did this, they did that, and it's happening to them, sooner or later, it's going to start spilling over into the general population. So,
And I agree with that whole thing. But at the same time, we are talking about people who violated the laws of society in the first place.
Right.
It's not like he's being denied food and water. He's being denied a book. I mean, honestly, violent criminals should be happy that they get let out the cell. You can walk from one end to the next, and then you have to go sit back in your damn cell.
Yeah.
And, you know, to talk about, oh, they got the right to TV, the internet, books, and all that. Really?
Well, they do because remember that jail or prison is posed as a rehabilitation facility. And even if you're in jail for the rest of your life still has meaning to it.
Your life has meaning to it, but we know in all reality jail is not really about.
Right, so that's why I said posing as rehabilitation.
Yeah, I mean, the irony is not lost on me when I see there were some democracy activists in Egypt. And Egypt had put a travel ban on them because they had accused them of trying to foment unrest in the country. And I'm like,
what?
Yeah, and I'm like, hold on, ain't this Egypt?
That's what I said, what?
I'm like, they going crazy off the chain in Egypt. Y'all just had a revolution about 3 weeks ago.
And you complaining about some democratic workers?
Yeah, I mean, you should be happy if the U.S. sends Democratic workers, I mean, if they're going to have it like we got it here in America, you should be like, yeah.
Send their ass on over.
Right. I mean, because let's go over our dictator checklist.
Right.
You see, right to no lawyer when arrested. Check.
You could be held for no reason.
Check.
All right.
Patriot Act says you can't diss the government. Check.
Oh, one last thing. We got a great state called Florida that will give you a cavity search on the side of the road.
Check. Oh, and not just that. You know, as our president, who was so against it, but yet signed it anyway, the law that says the American citizen and anyone else, wink, wink, here in America, like there's something else, can be held indefinitely and not charged.
Check, double check.
Right. So I'm like, if you're the Egyptians, you're like, shit, that's what we want.
Shit, they ought to be partying.
Right. I mean, aside from the cavity check on the side of the road, I don't know. You know, I mean, the cavity check is the hard part. It's like, I can see them negotiating the Egyptian military union, like, no, can we just shoot them?
You got one guy that's sitting here with his arm crossed and shaking his head no the whole time.
No, I'm shooting. No!
He ain't said a word. He's just shaking his head no.
You know, one guy's like, no, do not shoot him. He's like, yes, I am not doing a cavity check. I just want to violate his rights by shooting him.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway. So, I mean, for me, it's funny to me. Because, one, on the other end, we have U.S. citizens abroad trying to enact democracy. I'm like, y'all need to bring y'all ass home. We don't have that shit here. You talking about abroad? Leave them Egyptians alone. You didn't see all the reporters getting their heads back then? Reporters was getting their ass whooped.
You right.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, I'm good.
I'm straight. I ain't taking my ass no damn where.
Yeah, I'm gonna protest in Wisconsin.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, they not busting ass in Wisconsin.
What they doing with?
Not yet, at least. But that's a whole nother story. Like I said, they need to come here in America and protest if they gonna do some protesting. But anyway. On that note, I want to thank everybody for listening and for my illustrious, decadent co-host, Miss 100%. I'm Dick Hugger, a.k.a. After the End Work, and we're Smooth Drama, and we out.
Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast. Smooth. She is the lady with her hair.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.